Thanks for joining us for the Tuesday night edition of our Wrestling Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94 and online KDCountry94.com. Tonight, you'll hear from the wrestling coaches of Beloit, Smith Center, Lincoln, and Osborne. Remember to listen for the latest wrestling results with our three daily sportscasts on KD Country 94. Let's begin with the Beloit Trojans and head coach Andy Nemchek. The Beloit Trojan Wrestling Locker Room Chats are brought to you every Tuesday at this time by Nutrien Ag Solutions in Beloit.
Welcome to our Tuesday Wrestling Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94, KDCountry94.com. Andy Nemchek joining us, the head coach of the Beloit Trojan Wrestling Team. Coach, a couple duels on Thursday in the tournament at Hoisington on Friday to talk about since last week. Going back to Thursday, you won 48-28 over Larned and then picked up a 64-16 win at Russell in that double duel. What stood out the most there Thursday night, and how do you like the kids wrestling there Thursday?
Well, I thought we wrestled a little bit flat on Thursday, but both Russell and Larned had some good kids, and we kind of paired up okay with them. But we lost a couple matches against Russell, against their better kids, with some of our inexperienced kids, and Larned had a few good kids also, and we lost a few matches there. But overall, a nice couple of dual wins. We hadn't had dual meet action in a while, so it's kind of nice to have a little change of pace there and pick up a couple of nice dual wins there.
So again, then Friday you went to Hoisington, you pick up a team championship in that one over the week there, and to end the week, I should say, and just a nice finish for you. First place finishes from Tate Cadle at 132 and Zane Colson at 152, and many other great high finishes for you. What stood out the most on Friday, and how do you have so much success there at Hoisington?
I was really pleased. Our kids really, I thought, stepped it up a notch, and as it works in all athletics, once the snowball gets rolling down the mountain, it just keeps building, and that's kind of what our team did. Our lower weights started out, and we started by getting some pins, and it just caught on fire, and our whole team just wrestled well. They wrestled aggressive, and they wrestled well, and as you said, we had a couple champions. Tate Cadle at 132, a freshman for us, put together an outstanding tournament, and Zane Colson dominated his weight class, pinning his way through the tournament. Five matches, all five by pins. We had three second-place finishers. Connor Cosand put together a nice tournament at 113 pounds, placing second. Tristan Thompson, a sophomore for us, put together a good tournament, placing second at 120. And Brennan Walker, a freshman, finished second at 160. Placing third for us was Landon Cadle at 138. Braden Burks at 182 was third. River Paul was third at 195. Creighton Johnson was third at 220. And placing fourth was Mason Fuller at 106 pounds. So just a great team effort. As I said, a lot of pins involved, and that's what runs up that team score. We had 171 points. Hoisington was second place with 137. Cimarron was third with 119.5. Douglas was fourth with 100.5 points. So we were first out of a 12-team field, and it felt good. The kids were fired up, and it's always nice to bring home a team trophy. And I really like the way our kids are wrestling at this point in the season. We're 2 weeks away from the region tournament now, 2.5 weeks away, and we got a few more events. But our kids are really enthused about the end of the season coming up, and they're really wrestling well.
Talking with Andy Nemchek, head coach of the Beloit Trojan wrestling team. We'll take a timeout. When we come back, we'll go over what's coming up this week for Beloit wrestling here on our Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94.
For bigger yields this year, start small by putting fertilizer biocatalyst Titan XC on every little granule. New Titan XC helps you get more out of your crops by getting more out of your dry fertilizer. Titan XC promotes release of nutrients in your fertilizer and those bound in the soil. Release more nutrition, expect more results. With Titan XC from Nutrien Ag Solutions in Beloit, Cortland, and Smith Center, Always read and follow label directions.
And back in the locker room chats on Katie Country 94 with Andy Nemchek, coach of the Bullet Trojan Wrestling Team. Coach, you have a duel coming up on Thursday home with Riley County, and then on Saturday you have JV and Varsity headed to the Phillipsburg Panther Classic. So what do you expect to see in these two competitions that you have this week?
Well, the duel will be our last home duel, and it will be senior night, so we'll honor our couple seniors that we have on our team, and that'll be nice. Riley County, we saw them at the Beloit Invite, so we didn't pair up with them very much. Just a few of our kids had matches against Riley County kids, so I'm not sure how many kids they're going to bring, but I hope that we can pair up at least have 10 or 12 matches for that last home duel. And then Saturday we travel to Phillipsburg for a good, tough tournament, basically our last tournament before the region. And as always, great competition there. The teams involved are Abilene, Beloit, El Saline, Ellsworth, Fredonia, Hill City, Hoxie, Lincoln, Minneapolis, Norton, Oakley, Phillipsburg, Rossville, Stockton, Thomas More Prep, and Waukini. So a few of those teams we haven't seen yet, and it'll be nice to see teams like Fredonia and Rossville and I guess all the rest we have seen. But that'll be nice to see those new kids. And, you know, it's a JV tournament also. They have two gyms there at Phillipsburg, so the JV kids get to wrestle in one gym and the varsity in the other. It's always a tough tournament with good competition. And it'll be nice to see some good competition right before that region and get our kids ready. As I said, I really like where our kids are at right now as far as their conditioning and their skill level and wrestling tough and going for takedowns, going for the pin. And I hope it carries into Saturday and we can come out of Saturday really getting ready for that region tournament.
Andy Nemchek, the coach of the Bullet Trojan Wrestling Team here in the Locker Room Chats. Coach, thanks for joining us again, and best of luck in your duel Thursday, then at Phillipsburg on Saturday.
Okay, thanks, Dustin.
Our Bullet Wrestling Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Nutrient Ag Solutions in Beloit.
Say, do you want to unlock the secret to higher yields? If you're applying dry fertilizer, the key to better yield potential is Titan XC. New Titan XC is a unique biocatalyst that unlocks and releases the bound-up nutrients in granule fertilizer, which promotes better root uptake and plant growth. Release more nutrition, expect more results with Titan XC. Ask your Nutrient Ag Solutions dealer in Beloit, Cortland, and Smith Center about new Titan XC today. Always read and follow label directions.
Our Tuesday night wrestling locker room chats continue with Osborne Bulldog head coach Nate Brown. Remember, for the latest high school sports news, visit ncksports.com.
Welcome back here on the locker room chats on Katy Country 94, katycountry94.com. Nate Brown joined us now, the head coach of the Osborne wrestling team. Coach, chugging along here in the season as you had Lance Kaser up there at the Warcat Invitational in Red Cloud on Saturday, and he finished in fourth place at 170 pounds and continues to move on this season and develop for you. What were your thoughts on how everything went up there at Red Cloud on Saturday?
Well, biggest thing is we got back on the mat after 2 weeks of being off, so that was nice just to get back in the wrestling mode as far as tournaments and not so much practice all the time. So that was nice to get back in gyms. The only thing is, with a lot of sickness going around this time, it kind of makes you nervous too. But he's battling a little bit of sickness right now, but we'll get through that part. But no, very happy. He performed well. He got first walked down the mat, first match he won, so that was good. And had a default on his last one with just a little stinger type thing or something. Well, thinking nothing serious, but anyway. Happy that Lance got a win there and got back in the groove of things. And now we're getting close to the end of the season, so we'll start working towards regional, which is coming up really fast.
As you talk about sickness going around there, good for you that you don't have any activity coming up here at the end of the week. But, again, like you said, coming down toward the end of the season here, Lincoln Round Robin on February 7th, and as you said, regionals will be after that. What do you focus on here now that you have a little time off again, maybe to get healthy, but here's you break and get ready for just for your last competition here?
Yep, and I always say, you know, it's just keep honing those basic skills. And a lot of things when you work on it is just you know, chain wrestling, we call it, where you one move into another and that type of thing. Just, you know, just getting after it and doing the best we can and be ready when the time comes that, you know, we're prepared. And so far, Lance, like I say, being a sophomore, I told him, you know, it's tough. You're still kind of paying your dues right now, but you keep working hard and good things will happen when you know, your junior and senior year, and especially your senior year, you hope to, you know, everything kind of comes to culmination there and you know, all that hard work and dedication is going to pay off in the end.
Nate Brown, the coach of the Osborne Bulldogs here on the Locker Room Chats. Coach, thanks for the time this week.
Thank you.
NCKSSports.com is your home on the web for high school sports involving the North Central Activity Association, Northern Plains League, and other area teams in the Mid-Continent League and NCKL. Visit NCKSSports.com. This unique website is made possible by these fine sponsors: Cunningham Telephone and Cable, Rush Art Corporation, S&S Drug and Home Health, the Guaranty State Bank and Trust Company, Mankato Professional Pharmacy, and by Landmark Implement. Go online now and check out NCKSSports.com today. We continue our locker room chats with the Smith Center Redmond and their head coach, Brock Hutchison. The Smith Center Redmond Wrestling Locker Room Chats are brought to you each week by Landmark Implement and Smith Center, and by Nutrient Ag Solutions of Beloit.
Welcome back on the Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94. We're joined now by Brock Hutchison, head coach of the Smith Center Redmond Wrestling Team. Coach, two things that you had this week since we talked last. This past week, you had a duel against Norton. You fall to them at home on Thursday. Then on Friday, you went down to Norton, or over to Norton, I should say, and won the Western Kansas Tournament of Champions. Just overall, first go back to that duel. What were your thoughts on how that went on Thursday night?
Yeah, I mean, I thought our kids, I knew Norton was going to be tough, obviously. They're always tough coming in. And, you know, they moved some kids around, which I don't know if I necessarily agree with that as a coach, just because I think if you lay in at a spot, I think you need to wrestle at that spot. But that's neither here nor there. They moved some kids and they ended up beating us. And it was a close duel. You know, there's some matches that could have went either way there. They just happened to go their way. So ended up beating us. But I did think our kids stepped on the mat and I thought they competed pretty well. So
again, and then on Saturday, a nice tournament for you. You beat Plainville by 3 points in the team standings at 148-145. A couple first-place finishes for Colton Shoemaker back at it for you at 113, and Jaden Atwood at 138. Jacob Kirkhoff finished in second at 145, and a couple third-place finishes. So a nice tournament for you there on Saturday.
Yeah, you know, I thought our kids went down there, and, you know, we're getting close, Dusty. We still got a ways to go, but shape-wise, we're actually getting to where we think we need to be, and, you know, you never want to peak too early, so hopefully this isn't our peak, but there's still some work to be done, but overall, I think our kids competed really well, and, you know, that's all we ask. You know, Coach Tug and I, we just ask that when you step on the mat, you know, compete, so I thought we did that. Even when we did lose, we competed, and we've kind of got a new thing that we're doing now with guys that, you know, you just, if you're going to step on the mat, just give 100%. So before every match, I try to tell them 100, you know, so they understand that what they need to do for that particular match.
And we're talking with Brock Hutchison, head coach of the Smith Center Redmond Wrestling Team. We'll take a timeout. We'll come back. We'll go over what's up this week for the Smith Center Redmond Wrestlers here on the Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94.
Say, do you want to unlock the secret to higher yields? If you're applying dry fertilizer, the key to better yield potential is Titan XC. New Titan XC is a unique biocatalyst that unlocks and releases the bound-up nutrients in granule fertilizer, which promotes better root uptake and plant growth. Release more nutrition, expect more results with Titan XC. Ask your Nutrient Ag Solutions dealer in Beloit, Cortland, and Smith Center about new Titan XC today. Always read and follow label directions.
New year, new deer. Start the new year off right with a new John Deere tractor from Landmark Implement. You'll find a wide selection of new John Deere tractors that will fit your operation needs at a price that's right for you. Going on now through January 31st on all new 7R, 8R, and 9R John Deere tractors, take advantage of a 12-month interest waiver followed by 4.9% fixed rate for 60 months. Visit your local Landmark location today and experience the Landmark difference.
Back on the Locker Room Chats, Katy Country 94, joined still with here Brock Hutchison, head coach of the Smith Center Redmond. Just one event this week, Coach. You have a duel with Rossville coming in on Friday as they're on their way out west to Phillipsburg Saturday. But Rossville, what do they bring to the table, and what do you expect to see from that duel?
Well, to be honest with you, I have no idea. I haven't even researched anything to do with Rossville. But generally speaking, I know they're very tough, and they have very, very good people that they put on the mat. They, you know, they always represent the state really well, so... it'll be interesting. I think I'll do a little research maybe Wednesday or Thursday and see what they got, and maybe they'll tell you a little bit more. But hopefully we just step on the mat and compete.
So you just have two duels left here next week against Plainville. But what do you focus on at this time of the year now that your kind of tournament competition's come to a close for you and you're getting ready for regionals in a couple of weeks? What's the biggest focus in the practice room?
Just the quality of our practices. You know, we don't go very long anymore. You know, maybe an hour, 15 minutes, and then the kids need to be done. They, you know, just focus on shape a little bit more and conditioning and those types of things. And from there on out, you know, it's basically, you know, they step on the mat and they got to compete. Kind of in their hands.
Brock Hutchinson, head coach of the Smith Center wrestling team here in the Locker Room Chats. Coach, thanks again for joining us this week, and best of luck Friday against Rossville.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate it.
Our Smith Center Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Landmark Implement and Smith Center and Nutrien Ag Solutions of Beloit.
A new year means a new-to-you deer, and the best time to save on used equipment at Landmark Implement is your local authorized John Deere dealer. Landmark's trained and certified sales staff will help you find the right equipment for your needs at a price that's right for you, all backed by Landmark's extensive parts and service network. Whether it's a tractor, planter, combine, sprayer, or gator, every piece of equipment in pre-owned inventory is put through a rigorous inspection so it's ready to work hard for you. Learn more at LandmarkImp.com or stop into your local Landmark location and experience the Landmark difference.
For bigger yields this year, start small by putting Fertilizer BioCatalyst Titan XC on every little granule. New Titan XC helps you get more out of your crops by getting more out of your dry fertilizer. Titan XC promotes release of nutrients in your fertilizer and those bound in the soil. Release more nutrition, expect more results. With Titan XC from Nutrien Ag Solutions in Beloit, Cortland, and Smith Center. Always read and follow label directions.
We wrap up our weekly Wrestling Locker Room Chats with Lincoln Leopard Wrestling Head Coach Tommy Knapp. The Leopard Wrestling Locker Room Chat is sponsored by NCKSSports.com.
And welcome back here on the Locker Room Chats on Katie Country 94 and KatieCountry94.com. Joined now by Tommy Knapp, coach of the Lincoln Leopard Wrestling Team. Coach, on Saturday you guys went out to or up to Red Cloud, Nebraska, I should say, and competed there at the Warcat Invitational, finishing in fifth place as a team. Top finishers were Trey Barrientes, a first-place finish for you at 220, and Brayson Young was second at 113. Some other good finishers for you, too, there up in Red Cloud. What stood out the most, and how do you feel about the way things went on Saturday?
First of all, the tournament went incredibly well. I'd say more than half of my wrestlers had their best tournament this last weekend, and that's an incredibly encouraging win. And by best, I mean, that doesn't mean that they had their best finish. It means that they had their best matches, best tournament. They're wrestling better now than they were, let's say, 2 weeks ago or something like that. For the most part, almost everybody had their best tournament, and that was really, really good. And Trey Barrientes, he got first. Brayson had showed great improvement. Sam Prince showed incredible improvement. But we had across the board a lot of improvement in our wrestlers, and it was a very, very good tournament for us.
When you look at the improvement that you're seeing, I guess, is that something you've been seeing in the room here as you get prepared for some of these matches?
Generally it is, but honestly, sometimes you see improvement in the room and it doesn't immediately impact matches or whatever, or it takes a little bit of time to translate. And sometimes that's a confidence thing, sometimes it's just a skill level thing. But yeah, I've been seeing it in the practice room, but it definitely translated very well to this last weekend of the tournament, and it was awesome to see.
And we're talking with Tommy Knapp, the head coach of the Lincoln Leopard Wrestling Team. We'll take a timeout. We come back. We'll go over what's going on this week for Lincoln Leopard Wrestling here on Katie Country 94.
Don't forget to nominate your favorite player for the Athlete of the Week, sponsored by Cunningham Telephone and Cable and NCKSSports.com. To learn how you can nominate your favorite athlete for our Athlete of the Week award, go to www.nckssports.com. You can nominate an athlete from any high school sport.
And back on the Locker Room Chats here on Kitty Country 94. And still with the head coach of the Lincoln Leopards, Tommy Knapp. Coach, two events this week coming up. Thursday you go down to Harrington for the Harrington Jamboree, and then on Saturday the Phillipsburg Panther Classic. Let's first take a look at Harrington on Thursday. If I remember right, that's a tournament that you've just been in here the last couple of years. Harrington, what do you expect to see down there?
So this is our first year going to Harrington. I'm looking forward to it. They kind of run it in a somewhat unusual format, at least for high school. They essentially try and find kids of similar skill level and similar weight and just kind of wrestle them. So it's not strictly by weight classes. So if you have like a, I'll give one example. If you have a really good wrestler at 138 and a really good wrestler at 145, they might wrestle each other even though they're not technically the same weight class. And so I think it gives really good matchups to some kids and like some really tough matches, ideally, and hopefully ideally winnable matches, which I'm looking forward to essentially see what happens there.
Phillipsburg on Saturday. I know this is a tournament that you always enjoy going to, and obviously a lot of good competition up there at Phillipsburg. What do you expect this year?
Phillipsburg always has a lot of really good Western Kansas wrestling teams that we don't see that often or not at all until state. So this is a very good tournament to kind of see where we're at as far as how our highest skill level kids would do against the other schools. Very good kids. So looking forward to seeing that and another chance to compete. Hopefully another chance to get better for the kids.
Tommy Knapp, the head coach of the Lincoln Leopard wrestling team here on Katy Country 94. Coach, well, thank you for the time and best of luck in your events this week.
Thank you very much.
NCKSSports.com is your home on the web for high school sports involving the North Central Activity Association, Northern Plains League, and other area teams in the Mid-Continent League and NCKL. Visit NCKSSports.com. This unique website is made possible by these fine sponsors: Cunningham Telephone and Cable, Rush Art Corporation, SNS Drug and Home Health, the Guaranty State Bank and Trust Company, Mankato Professional Pharmacy, and by Landmark Implement. Go online now and check out NCKSSports.com today. Thanks for tuning in to the Tuesday Wrestling Locker Room Chats right here on KD Country 94. Tune in again next Tuesday evening at 5:10 to hear more from the wrestling coaches of Beloit, Osborne, Smith Center, and Lincoln.